Blog Talk Radio.
On this morning and this afternoon. Oh, it's going down.
out with the dangerous bees. I am feeling so glorified and so magnificent and adventurous and amused and blessed on this morning. God is so good, and this is definitely going to be a good word today. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also log in me, give me like 1 minute. You can log in with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent to listen to me live online while you're running around the house and do your thing, getting your workout on, getting your eat on, cleaning up, whatever that you're doing, make sure you're feeding your spirit on today. Also, you can check in with me on the live chat. When you get to the page at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent, click on the live chat button, and you can come in the chat room and chat it up with me, give me some testimonies, ask me some questions. We going in there. Today is December 16th, 2010, is Thursday, and we've been talking about preparation all week. And today's topic is the dangerous bees. The dangerous bees. Let's talk about some dangerous bees, man. Dangerous bees are doubt, discouragement, and dispiritedness. I say it again, them dangerous deeds, y'all. The dangerous deeds are doubt. You doubting yourself. You doubting your situation. You doubting the blessing that God is going to bless you on today with. You in your discouragement, you discourage. We get discouraged very, very fastly, especially when things are not looking like, are not looking on the up and up. Also, the dispiritedness. And that can happen. Because just yesterday, my spirit was real weak. Oh, yeah, well, shock, surprise, yeah. Diva Mary Kay's spirit was weak yesterday. But in the midst of it all, I prayed to the Lord. I got down and I prayed to the Lord. And God just revealed to me, just hold on, little sister. Hold on, my child. I got a blessing coming your way. But the first blessing is I'm going to give you the blessing on today for you to realize that this is the day that I have made for you. You should be happy and glad, and then look around you, look at your situation. You are very, you like 150% better than what you was. And I had to give some gratitude on today for that. And after I finished praying and meditating, me and, well, my sister came and asked me, did I want to go out? We had a family night. Yesterday was my family anniversary. Shout out to Keith Mollett, my brother-in-law. We done had our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, he's a good dude, man. Last year, my sister came home from the Army, December the 15th, and that was the first day that I met Keith, when we all hung out together. And he said, this is our family anniversary, and I think that's so sweet. So shout out to him. Family anniversaries. I'm definitely going to put that on my calendar. But you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Shout out to the 973, the 908, the 732, the 616, and the 253 live in the building. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We talking about some dangerous deeds on today. What's the dangerous deeds, y'all? The dangerous deeds is the doubt. We doubt in ourselves. We doubt in the situation. We doubt in the blessing. The discouragement. We get discouraged when we don't get that job. We get discouraged when we don't get that money from that school. We get discouraged when the money don't meet the bills at the end of the day. Also, the last D that I wanted to go into, and I think it's so relevant, is the dispiritedness. Dispiritedness, and yes, it's the word, y'all, D-I-S-P-I-R-I-T-E-D-N-E-S-S, dispiritedness. I got full lips, so I probably said kind of funny, but anywho, dispiritedness, that means your spirit, you get discouraged, like, your spirit get weak and get discouraged, and yesterday that happened to me on today, but you want to know what I did in the midst of the storm, y'all, in the midst of them feelings? In the midst of being aggy and aggravated and depressed. I was depressed a little bit. I prayed. I said, well, Lord, whatever you have for me, let me be patient and wait on it, and you'll reveal it in your time. That's what we got to do, y'all. When your mate getting on your nerves, your kids getting on your nerves, the situation, somebody died on you, you got some people hating on you, your boss is just being just extra new. God, whatever God has for you, it's yours. So can't nobody take it. I'm so glad that, man, I tell y'all, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you're on the live right now, press the 1 button so I know you want to come in live in the building and give your testimony and some encouragement on today. Because we can encourage others, but we have to encourage ourselves first. And it's so important. I know it is. God is so good and he's available. We're going to go to the hotlines, 973-666. You're live in the building on Diva Spot Radio. ENT, we getting our spiritual feeding on. What's your name and where you calling from?
This Black, calling from North New Jersey. What up, Ab?
Al Black, what's going on? Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I'm so glad you're in the building on today, man. Black has definitely been a long time ago, man. What's going on, Black? Holla at us.
What's going on, my man? I just was calling to let you know I'm listening, and, you know, I could be going through one of them V's right now and be real depressed, but, you know, I'm always upbeat, no matter what I'm going through in this world, and I'm actually going through a whole lot right now, so, you know, I always try to keep a smile on my face no matter what's going on, because in the end, it's all going to work out one way or the other.
And you, we done been through it. Man, we done been through it. But I have to be thankful. Thankful on today. Be thankful for the hard times, because a lot of times, you know, God's in trouble our way to move us to high lands. I was saying that yesterday. You know, a lot of us, we comfortable with our position. But, Black, sometimes we started out as goldfish. Now we sharks. We don't fit in those bowls no more.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. It's time to move. Go ahead.
I mean, people got to realize, like, you can't control everything. There's some things you can control and some things you can't. Like, if you start dwelling on things you can't control, that's why we get depressed. That's why we go through all the other D's that you named, because we trying to control stuff that's out of our control. Control what you can control and let what God going to handle be handled by God.
I know, that's right. How funny is it that we run around trying to be Jesus Juniors, yo?
In a way, you're supposed to be. You know, I'm not a religious person, you know what I mean? I just believe in God, but, you know, I've read the Bible, and it's saying in the Bible that you should like yourself to children, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's what children do. They imitate, they copy, but, I mean, even children know when to fall back off of certain things. You get what I'm saying? Even children know when to fall back. It's too much. I mean, that's why it say be like children. Children go about their day. They can fight with each other. 5 minutes later, they friends again. You know, they don't worry about every little thing. You know, they carefree. No matter what's going on in their life, they carefree and they try to stay happy. They use their imagination when they ain't got much. And that's basically what it is. I mean, and it's crazy because I actually just got this from Tyler Perry. From that last place, it's crazy.
Shout out to Tyler Perry, man. He definitely, went to
my mother said, what's up, Ab? She in the car with me right now.
Oh, shout out to Mom Dukes. How you doing, Diva? Oh, wow.
I'm fine. I'm on my way to the doctor.
I know that's right. That's it.
I mean, people just got to fall back, man, and let God take control of what he's going to take control of. Well, I say he for lack of a better word, but let God control what God can control, and you control your half, and things will work themselves out. And even if it goes bad for you, maybe that's God showing you and leading you in a certain way. Like, that had to go bad for you to get where you're going for it to be good. So
Oh, my God, Black, you is preaching my word. You are saying, yo, you reaching my word. You reaching my sermon, my lesson on today. That is crazy. God is so good. Like, everything that you saying right now, from the time that you got on this call to what you just said, even when it's going bad, God may be teaching you a blessing. A lesson. Oh, wow. You just summed it up all in one. I'm gonna say it still. You just teach my sermon, and I like what you said. And a lot of times people, you know, sometimes our situations, we be like, this is too hot to handle, man. I just want to give y'all a scripture real fast. This is the scripture for the show today. It's coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 23. It says, "Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thy removed, and be thy cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he have said shall come to pass, he shall have whosoever he said it." That's Mark 11. And the reason why I say to this, I went to this scripture is because if you got faith in God and you believe that God is going to work all things out, first of all, your spirit, your faith got to be stronger than your will. That's one. Your faith has to be stronger than your will. You got to believe at all times that God is going to work it out. And if it's some bad stuff or some stuff going on with you that's happening to you right now, it's on the job training. See, God is preparing you for something bigger. You think you're the only one that's been homeless? You think you're the only one that's been jobless? You think you're the only one that's been weapons formed against you by your friends, a.k.a. to turn into enemies? You think you're the only one that's been hungry, broke, in an addiction? You ain't the only one. But you got to stand on that faith, y'all. We got to stand on that faith. And sometimes we be like, look, this situation right here is too hot to handle. It is too hot to handle. I can't do it. Oh, Lord. And then we start going on, first of all, God knows who we was before we even got here. That's one. But we start making our own paths and doing our own things and walking in our own way. We done got off a track. And then all of a sudden we fall down into this big dark hole. And now we like, God, save me, save me, save me. I'm going to say it to y'all like this. We going into a new year. Everybody got this new year resolution. I'm going to save more money. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to spend more time with my family. Let's try this. This is a public service announcement. For the new year, not even for the new year, for the new day, for today, for the new minute, do it like this. God first, family second, career third. I'm going to say that again. God first, family second, career third. Because if you put God first, your family and your career are going to be taken care of. You got to encourage yourself on today, man. And big shout out to Newark, New Jersey. The law enforcement system has not always been great over there, but they just lost about 125 cops, man. It's over. Orange, New Jersey just lost about 14. They shut down about Essex County. They shut down about, 14 firehouses, and they let go 125 cops. That's a bad situation. It may get better. I take that back. It may get better over there in Essex County. Because it was a lot of confusion, right? It may get better. It was a lot of confusion with the police system over there. And now the houses are getting closed, but people are out of jobs. And just like Black said, you know, if some bad stuff is happening, it could be to the good. Because the community does not have any respect for the law system over there, for the police. I don't think a lot of places do, but, you know, now they got to step into the bad side. Now they got to take the mean ride. It is what it is, man. We getting the spiritual feeding on you. Now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can log in with me live, listen to me live on live. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, and Black, shout out to you. You're going to get the text. I have to thank everybody right now for all their love and support. Because we are now at, I was looking at the report after the show was over. I can get the report of how many people been listening in to the show. We are at 2,743 people listening to Diva Spot Radio ENT. The show has been rocking for about 6 months, and we have got almost to the 3,000 mark. So shout out to y'all, and much Diva love to all of y'all. And I just thank everybody for supporting the show, man. It has been such a blessing. I'm going hard. I went from one show on Saturday to 6 days a week, 5 different shows. So I just want to give a big round of applause to all of y'all. For all of y'all. It's definitely been a blessing. Everybody been spreading the word. I'm about to get into some of this music, and I got some hot stuff for y'all. My arsenal is crazy. And Black, I got you on mute right now, but I'm definitely going to link up with you later on today because I need to get some more new music for Frontline Fridays. We got a lot of producers and labels, and it's going to be crazy for the new year. But, I see something right here. Sometimes we need this seat right here, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on today. Let's go, man. And we all through this. But right now, we're talking about April right now, and it says, April, she remembered praying after her interview, "Lord, this job sounds perfect. If it is your will, please allow them to select me. I know that if it's not for me, then the perfect situation is waiting, but I really want this one." Now, be clear, God answered. God answered to April's prayers for her to get a job. You know, she accepted it as a blessing from the Lord. At first, she was excited about the job. She arrived early and she stayed late. She even offered to take on more responsibilities. But, y'all, she soon realized that her hard work was wearing on her and her family. Her boys was already asleep by the time she got home, and she was sleeping very little. We all want jobs. We all want success. We all want it. But then that's why a lot of people say, be careful what you pray for. Be careful what you ask the Lord for. Like, let's be clear on what we ask the God for, because he answered April's prayers. But this job was causing her to have ulcers and panic attacks because she was going in. Now she reaping the benefits. She getting good pay, but her boys is already asleep when she get home, and she was getting little sleep. But in her mind, she was saying, but if she quit her job, she worried that her family would suffer financially. You know, the career she had worked so hard for would suffer, and she would never get another job that paid as well. Doubt. There it is, that big, ugly D, the doubt. But it's always a backup system. You always got somebody in your corner, whether it's your mate, your family, your cousin, your best friend, your sister, your brother. It's always somebody there. In April, she had some encouragement, too. Her husband was very supportive of her staying in her job because he enjoyed all the things her money helped them buy. You know, but she was not happy. She was in over her head. Her job situation was now too hot to handle. Too hot to handle. Sometimes we get into these situations and they too hot to handle. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me with money. Lord, bless me with a job. Lord, bless me with this. Lord, bless me with that. And we get it and the situation be too hot to handle. So what happens when it gets too hot to handle? We start getting that doubt. We start getting discouraged, and then we start getting dispirited. We were so happy and excited, even with joining the service. Shout out to all my soldiers. Shout out to all my soldiers. Everybody from the Army to the military to the Navy, oh man, to the Air Force. Shout out to them, because I'm getting a more clear understanding of the whole situation with the military and the families. The things that they suffer when their husbands go over there, it is a good percentage, and I don't want to speak it because, you know, we are children of God, so our words are strong. But it is a percentage that may not come back. I was just reading on Facebook, shout out to Jennifer. She was giving some love to an Army wife. You know, they found out that her husband was killed in Afghanistan and the baby was just born 5 days old. 5 days old. Mm-mm, 5 days. So shout out to everybody there. And I'm pretty sure she's feeling some discouragement right now. And, you know, even though the financially the wives are taken care of, it ain't nothing like having that person in your life. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Not only do we got to encourage ourselves, but we got to encourage each other on today. And if you're on the line right now, press the 1 button so I can bring you live in the building so you can give your testimony and encourage somebody on today. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about us. It's about us being a tool to be used for God. I'm so glad that Black came live in the building, Brick City. Shout out to Brick City. Black came live in the building today, and he told us, you know, sometimes when a situation is bad, you got to learn something from it. It's not always bad. I'm going to open the line back up to Black. Black, can you hear me? Hold on. Black, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to open you back up. But I like what Black said today about encouraging yourself. You got to encourage yourself, and when troubles come your way, don't feel no type of way that you got troubles coming your way and you feel it some type of way. I love it, the whole saying, this is for y'all. In order to fight the demons in the world, you have to fight the demons within the inside. I went out with the family last night, and we went to go see Nadia. But one of the wizards was saying, you know, in order to fight the demons outside in the world, you have to fight the demons in the inside. That doubt, that discouragement, that dispiritness, you got to fight it. You definitely got to fight it. I got you back, Black. I hear you.
Yeah, what's going on, Eb? I had to hang up and call back. But yeah,
oh, that's all right.
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, we just found out my mother got cancer or whatever. And, you know, she's not, even the nurse said that she's very surprised at how upbeat my mother is. She said this is the first person that she said found out they have breast cancer, and she come in and they be upbeat as they are. And my mother, she's worried about it, but she's been trying to keep a very positive attitude. We still joke and laugh with each other like we always used to. You know, I'm a sarcastic person, so, you know, I try to keep us laughing, but she keep herself moving. And, you know, that's like, things like that, I could be down on myself. Like, you know, why did it have to happen now? Why did it have to happen to my mother? But, you know, she make me take it a view of, if she going to fight, then I'm going to fight. You know, I've even taken steps to start trying to stop smoking. You know, I smoke cigarettes back to back. You know, I had about 4 cigarettes in the last 2 weeks, so.
Good job.
So,
good
you know,
job.
I'm
working on that, too.
You know, but.
I'm working on that,
I mean,
too. Yes.
That's something I could be very depressed about. It's something she definitely could be very depressed about. But I take it as maybe this happened because all of us need to stop smoking. I got 3 kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to put them in a position at 15 to 16 years old to have to be looking at me like, because I'm about to go from cancer or whatever. So, you know, I think it's unfair to put that burden on them when I could just take steps right now and nip it in the bud and be there for them when they really need me in them years when they gonna need that advice and, you know, need their father really. They need me now, but they really don't need me.
You know, definitely right about that. And you definitely right about that, because what I come to realize, and especially with the weight that I have lost, and I just picked up cigarettes again like a week or two ago, but when I wasn't smoking them cigarettes and what you put into your body, first of all, the body is a temple. It's an investment. It's the house. Whatever you put into the house or whatever you put in, it's like lasagna, it's layers. Whatever you put into it is the outcome that's going to come later. And that's why we got to go back to this organic state of things, natural. That's why I like OG coffee, Organo Gold coffee. Yo, you got to try this coffee. I love Organo Gold coffee, and they got the coffee, they got the black coffee, the latte, the tea, and the cocoa. But you can go to m.hargrove.com and m.hargrove.organogold.com and get that coffee and that tea. It's great. But we got to start getting back to the natural state of things. Start eating more turkey. Start eating more fish. Start eating more protein. My sister just introduced me to this 14-day vegetable and fruit diet. And I ain't mad, because I think about it back in the day, you know, back in biblical times, they didn't really slay the animals like that. I mean, they had some meat, don't get me wrong, but everything was like grains and fruits and berries. And I've come to find out that I like iceberg lettuce, but romaine lettuce, it has antioxidants in it. And the antioxidants is not only good for the body, but it's good for the skin. How y'all think take all those celebrities and whatnot, just not saying that they use all plastic surgeon or these serums and stuff, they eat healthy food that agrees with the body. The romaine lettuce has antioxidants in it. The antioxidants is what keep the skin more fresh and healthy. You know, like how a child has a smooth and, like, firm face? That's because the skin is still young. The elastic of the skin, they have good elastic in their skin, a good protein. It hasn't started to stretch as it got older. But yeah, you're definitely right about that, Black. I want to be able to, you know, be there for my son and be available for him and pass the time and see my grandkids. It's sad that a lot of us, we not seeing our grandkids. We dying off. Exercise, walk. If you can't run, walk a mile. Each and every day. Get your shimmy on. Get your fast pace on. It's so, so important that we take care of our bodies, man. But we got to take care of our spirits first. Because that doubt and that discouragement and that dispiritness is going to kill you. I'm letting you know right now. It's going to kill you. And I'm not going to front like I haven't been discouraged or I haven't had doubt or I haven't had dispiritness. Yesterday I was a little bit depressed. I was going through because I was looking at it like, man, I'm rocking with the show 6 days a week. And Diva Mary Kay is about to take a vacation, y'all. Come Monday, I will be on vacation for a whole week. A whole week. And I need to take that time for me. We got to take time for ourselves. Because me doing the show, it did take for my family. My family was going out yesterday. They was doing some family stuff. And I was feeling some type of way because, you know, I was about to do this show. But then I thought about it like, wait a minute. I'm the boss. I can do this show later. Let me go spend some time with my family. And Lord knows my son need that attention more than anything. Shout out to my son, Makashi Rod. I love you, man. That's my heart. That's my everything. And we got to start really respecting, you know, our kids. And I'm not just saying respect them by not talking to them crazy, whatever. But give them the time that they deserve. These kids deserve the time because we be dealing with the doubt in our situation, our financial situation, you know, our educational situation. We got doubts and past year doubts for years that we still dealing with, but the kids take the back burner, just like the Lord take the back burner. A lot of times we feel like because we provide food, shelter, and clean clothes, and provide for their education that everything is all coochie crunch. No. It's take more than that. It's the time. It's the love. It's the concern. That's what them kids need. They need our hugs. They need our love. Because they see so much evil going on in the world each and every day. And just like we looking and shaking our heads, they looking and shaking their heads too. Like, man. It's crazy out here. My neighborhood crazy. Kids is dying. Their peers is dying around them. We all went through it. And our kids are depressed, y'all. But just like Black said, we want to fight. We got to fight. We got to fight together. We got to fight with ourselves. You got to fight the demon in the inside first in order to fight the demons on the outside. You got to fight yourself. When you tempted to smoke a cigarette, to smoke a blunt, to snort some coke, to smoke some dip, you got to fight with yourself. You have to fight. You got to stay strong. You got to fight them temptations and them demons. Because they're nothing but the devil. Like, you know what? I got him. Got him. Why would he bring? He's not going to come to you and try to tempt you with something that you not and or that you don't like. He going to come to you with something that you weak for. Mm-mm. We got to fight. Oh, this is a song by Jennifer Hudson. We gonna fight. I'm gonna play that right now, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or listen to me live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Let's get it, man, because we gonna fight. I got my hands up.
That we've been through, we should give it up. Why sweat and cry, just leave and make it ease. I told them it would hurt me worse, but they just don't believe.
Locked up there, broke, overdrawn.
Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and I'm going to fight, y'all. I'm going to fight for y'all. I'm going to keep praying each and every day. I'm going to keep building up my spirit, and I'm going to keep chasing the Lord. Do not despise or do not be mad at the chasing of the Lord. Or today, we're talking about them dangerous D's, them doubts. The dangerous D's on today is doubt, discouragement and dispiritedness. That is what will tear you down. But we got to fight, y'all. We got to fight for love. No matter what situation is, no matter what weapons is being formed against you, no matter where you're going, if you're depressed right now, don't feel depressed. Fight. If you doubt in the situation right now or doubting yourself, fight. If your spirit all jacked up and you being doubtful with your spirit, fight, man. Keep fighting. Because the good thing about a good fight is you can come back, you can come up out of that fight. And if your faith is stronger than your will, you ain't got to worry about nobody trying to get at you or you dying. Because you covered by the blood. You covered by the blood. God got you. No matter what. No weapons formed against you. God said it. God said it. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work, y'all. You got to remember that. I have some doubt, too. But the good thing about it is I build up my spiritual muscle. So when I get that doubt, I know to fall down on my knees and on my face and say, Father God, just for today, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for my trials and tribulations right now. I know that it's something in this right now that I need to learn. I know that it's something in this situation, in this storm right now that I need to learn. But I'm going to let you drive my car, Lord. That's how you get back. Get back on it. Don't be shriveling all up in the corner. Kick up. It's time to kick up on doubt. It's time to kick up on discouragement. And it's time to kick up on dispiritness. We were talking about April on today about the blessing. She was going for a job. You know, it was always it's either she got the right job or she got a good job and it paid her less. Or either she got a job that she hated and paid her more. See, there's something to be learned in the situation in spite of. And that's what we got to understand on the day. It's something to be learned in the situation in spite of. We can't just start doing things on our own and saying, look, this is what I want, Lord. This is what I should have. That's what y'all think? Y'all supposed to have this? Somebody call me up right now at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And tell me what grace and mercy is. I need to know who really listening. Call me up right now, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I need y'all to tell me what grace and mercy is. It's so important that we know exactly what grace and mercy is. I'm looking right now through my phone book, and because we got about 6 minutes left in top of the first hour, and I did this before, Power of Prayers hour, but I'm looking through my phone. I'm going to be calling somebody up today just to pray over them. Because somebody need prayer, man. It ain't about us each. It's, you know, a lot of times we be stuck on us. What about me? What about what I want? What about what I need? What about what's best for me? We be caught up with the eye, pointing the finger. What about me? What about you? And I have to say that to myself too, y'all. What about you? What about you, Ed? Why do you feel like you're supposed to be getting some special privileges? Because you love the Lord? Because you're using yourself as a tool to spread the good word? Is that why you should be able to get some stuff on today? Is that why it's supposed to be about you? Nah, I doubt it. I definitely doubt that. Let's get into this. I want to say this to y'all, and it's very important. And those who listen in, don't take this offensive, because basically it is what it is. You know, you want to be celibacy and wholeness, y'all. I wanted to talk on that celibacy and wholeness. I think it's very, very important that we talk about that. Because with these relationships, God, we all jacked up. But I wanted to, it's important, you know, for us to examine our beliefs about ourselves. And you know what I say, it's important to examine your beliefs about yourself. You know, ladies, as a beautiful woman of many colors, you know, you have a place and a purpose on this earth, ladies. And as Christians, you know, you have a destiny. We all know, you know, your focus should be, you know, first and foremost on the kingdom of heaven, man. Matthew says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what you should be seeking first. You know, concentrate on being the best Christian you can be. Just try to be, just not even try, just concentrate on it. Because we're going to take try out of our vocabulary. We're going to take that out. You know, concentrate on being the best Christian that you can be. And what happened is you fail, you know, at times, but you will also have triumphs. You're going to fail, but you're going to have triumphs, so don't worry about it. You know, God wants us to be whole and to value ourselves as he values us. God definitely, you know, for many of us, that this requires, you know, a new way of thinking about ourselves. We're going to have to transform completely. Like, completely. Or you know, our past is over. How you going to move into your future and you living in your past? Each day, you know, we can start afresh each and every day. You can start off fresh. Sometimes, you know, we have to take baby steps to achieve our goals. And it's okay. It's okay. You take baby steps to achieve your goals. You know, but at the end of the day, we still get there. It don't matter if you're taking a big step, a little step, a baby step. You still get there, y'all. And look at it like this. There is no sin too bad for God to forgive. Do your sins, you know. I mean, I have to say it again, man. There is no sin too bad that God can't forgive. Do your sins, be a scarlet, man. They shall be as white as snow. It's a scripture that says that. Isaiah 1:18, it says, through your sins be a scarlet that shall be as white as snow. Being celibate can bring about a wholeness, y'all, and confidence that you never experienced. I mean, for real. You can really start to see a lot of things being clear. You can bring a wholeness in yourself and confidence in yourself. And if we do as Paul says, Paul said to us, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's Romans 12:1. The sacrifice of our physical desires, you know, is a way to honor God. Christians are required to sacrifice things that humans hold dear. For real. Some people hold sex and money dearly. Why do you sacrifice they may seem unreasonable at times, but they strengthen our faith. Being celibate strengthens your faith. Being celibate brings a wholeness about